Luckily, Mad Dog and Merrill made it in one piece today.
Oh, man. Boy. I'll tell you what. I was white knuckling it all the way with Merrill driving.
Grandpa Merrill.
Hey, man, I couldn't believe people passed me going 22 miles an hour. They were passing me. It was
terrible.
The safety
you
first.
You are my kind of driver.
Yeah. Oh, safety boy, first.
Thank goodness we were in the white, the right-hand lane in the ditch.
Yeah. And they were waving at me, pointing up in the air, having me look up, and I couldn't find out. I couldn't see anything. It was terrible.
Well, there's a lot of people who were getting texts. Tell people to slow down, turn their lights on. It just people are driving crazy this morning.
Really, they are.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're glad you made it.
All seriousness aside.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we got to talk about this big backyard bash we got coming up.
Going to be a great time. Going to be a fun time. Merrill's going to do a little work. He's going to do a little sweating. He's going to do all the cooking. Oh,
you know, I noticed that last time we got together this past summer.
Everybody listen now. Murph, you go right ahead and say what you're going to say. Yeah.
And he does all the work.
Who does?
I do.
Merrill.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, Mad Dog just sits there and doesn't do it. Yeah.
I believe Mad Dog personally served my bratwurst.
See? Yeah. In a bun.
That came out wrong.
Yeah, with
and that
condiments,
was just inside.
With condiments on top.
Right, that was inside.
That's going to be a fun time.
That's my time, everybody.
But you know what? It is a fun time. We had a great time for the last one. But that is very true.
Yes.
Sorry.
I don't know what's happening.
Well, one of you has to be the social butterfly. The other one's got to get some work done.
That's right. You know, the age factors are very important, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whoever's the oldest,
Right.
You know what the part I like best, though, is that, truthfully, is when you folks keep bringing from festival foods all those nice salads and the desserts and
the
sodas
and
the beverages.
Yep.
Thank you. Man, they are delicious. Yeah. They really, really are. And that's I'm a salad freak.
Yeah, you don't get cheated.
He is a salad freak.
Yeah. Are you really?
Yeah, he is. I'm
I didn't
all
know
mixed
that.
Up.
So you Kiwis could get together.
Yeah, I was apologizing for eating fruit because, you guys have the grill. You're the meat guys.
No. That bratwurst I served you was great.
That was good.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
So we had a good
time. How about them Brewers?
Yeah.
It was a good time.
Going for the sweep. Yeah.
That's what we called it, was tailgating.
Right.
Yes.
It was a wonderful time.
Yes, it was.
Wonderful. Right, splendid memories.
I like it.
But you know, it is going to be a good time. It's a good bash, you know. Get people to hurry up and enter for it. Because, I mean, we stay around there. You guys stay around there.
But how do they enter? I'm new at this. How do they enter?
Well, you go to WIXX.com.
Really?
Hey,
yeah.
Click on, there's a big picture of you guys on the website, and you just click on that. Gives
you have you guys seen your picture?
No.
No. On the milk carton.
Yeah.
Click that link. It's a cartoon version of you guys.
Wow.
You know what's great about that cartoon version? We never age.
It's true.
You look good.
Boy, no, that's pretty neat.
It's not even caricatured. It's not even like you have giant heads.
The patio set that they're giving away right there?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a patio set. It's a patio heater.
Yeah.
It's a grill. It's a fire pit from available at Walmart. You got the Eliza Lawn Care. You've got the backyard games from the schoolhouse. Not to mention all the food, drink, and salads from Festival Foods for you and 50 of your friends.
Yeah, and Mad Dog and Merrill.
To cook it all up. Do you guys send thank you notes out quite often for events that you do?
Absolutely, we do. We try to each and every time, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Good time.
Yeah.
See, look at that.
See,
they know the etiquette.
Yeah. We're having a discussion on if
I learned that from Ann Landers about 40 years ago.
See, it's old school versus
I agree.
And today. An instant thank you notes. We weren't listening.
Oh, yeah. Point. Well, yeah, this was the debate. My son had his first birthday party about a month ago.
Okay.
Well, it was in February.
The birthday party was mid-March.
How old is this kid?
One.
Okay. 17. Well, that's for your first birthday party. Okay.
Yeah.
And darn kid won't write.
I was saying, at what point is it too late that it's never too late to send a thank you, but will people be like, seriously?
By the time he's 17, send it out.
Well, it's like, foreign weddings, you give a present. We just got one just recently, a thank you that happened, 9 months ago.
Did you just realize that they're probably listening right now?
Gene and Bob, thank you.
Well, according to our texting, that's not that unusual, actually. It's not unusual at all.
And have you ever had invites to? I've had invites to weddings. Like, do I really know these people?
Yes.
Haven't hit that yet, but I think when you, then it's friends of kids, and you're like, who are these people? I have no idea.
Then it's the other way around. I always complain that I'm never invited to any weddings. I got 3 weddings to go to in the next month and a half.
Oh, no.
Three weddings? I don't want to go.
No. Yeah. Cost you money.
Exactly.
We had that discussion on the way here, yeah. As a matter of fact. You know, well, I got to go ahead and pay this bill, but I got three weddings to go to this month.
And two showers.
Oh, you're going to the showers?
A couple showers with recipes.
You're going to
bring
the
a recipe and a food.
Wow.
Oh, it's a couple showers. Man.
Wait, time out. You're bringing a food for the shower?
Well, and a recipe that corresponds to that food.
Oh.
And it's got to be special. It has to be special.
That bridal shower, off? That's a cheap shower.
Are they taking advantage?
That is please provide the food
they're
because we're not going to do it.
They're taking advantage of you.
Yes.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
This is your life. Can't you have a day off?
And right. She's as old-fashioned as it gets as far as the values of weddings, and everything has to be. She can't see the groom the day of the wedding.
Really?
Everything has to correspond exactly to how Ann Landers had it 40 years ago.
Mm. Well, I'm pretty sure Ann Landers would think it's pretty rude to ask people to bring a dish to pass to the bridal show.
And how old is this couple?
That's young Dylan.
Well, you're not supposed to name
him. He's just been outed.
24 years old.
Yeah.
I know.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Does Dylan know all the rules that's involved with this? His lovely lady? Yet?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah?
And he follows them.
Does she crack the whip?
So it's
I don't know. I don't know nothing.
There we
does
go.
Dylan live within 120 miles of here?
Yeah.
Give him a day off, Dylan.
Yeah. Jeez.
This guy cooks all the time. Yeah. Let him just come to a party.
So what recipe are you going to do?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
I'm thinking about the Oriental coleslaw.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
You just got some of that yesterday.
See? Mm-hmm.
Crush some ramen in there.
Yeah, exactly right. The sunflower seeds.
Yeah.
Everybody loves
it. It's a good one.
I'm going to throw a little twist in there. I don't know what it is yet, but there'll be a twist in there.
Don't maybe put it on the recipe card.
The twist. Exactly.
What about
Nature's Garden? Nature's Garden or sauce in there.
What about Dylan's woman? Is she going to be okay with that?
Or? She'll be just fine
she'll
with
be
it.
All right?
Yeah. Well, at this point, you get what you get.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to eat the salad.
Are they providing any food for the shower? I'm very distraught by this.
She's making, plus she for the wedding, she's doing herself 200 cupcakes.
What?
Really?
When do you have time to do 200 cupcakes?
And let's be honest, I don't want funfetti cupcakes.
No. It's like, okay, well, should I help do the cupcakes? I don't know.
Are you crazy?
Yes, that's the problem.
You bake too? I didn't know you were a baker.
Hon, I'm taken, though.
Yeah.
How did you find out she was doing cupcakes?
My daughter standing up in the wedding.
Mm. And your daughter told you, or she told you?
Yeah, you know something? There's a reason. Yeah.
I'm with Katie on this.
Maybe I should help now that I know. Yeah.
Right. Well, now I got to take that back. My daughter-in-law did the cupcakes for their wedding. And it was a couple.
How'd that turn out?
She's a baker.
Oh, but she's a baker. She's a baker. Yeah. That's completely different.
Yeah.
Like a licensed baker?
Yeah. Can Dylan's woman even cook or bake?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll find out when we taste the cupcakes.
Everybody has the baker in the family.
Exactly.
She's like a baker.
Yeah, but you know what? You're going to go, boy, these are good cupcakes. Yeah. How did you make these?
You made these a week ago? Huh.
And you stuck them in the freezer?
Wow, that's great.
Man. You're kidding me. These were frozen first and you just nuked them before you put them out.
I have a feeling you just figured out a way to get disinvited to the wedding.
I finally found something old for the wedding. Something blue, something new, something old. The cupcakes.
Yeah. You know what's great? And I'm going to drop him at home and he's going to say, boy, nobody's talking to me today.
Yeah.
What do I do?
Go to WIXX.com and get details on our big backyard barbecue bash. You can also check out your website as well, which is
MadDogAmero.com. We have a new grilling club you can join.
Ooh.
Grill towels and t-shirts and a Facebook page.
Awesome.
And you folks are all going to get your t-shirts and towels, grilling towels. Fantastic. I think it's time for like a song or some music and us to get the heck out of here.
I think it is.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks for coming in, fellas.
Thank you.